Dr. Truman Faraday mentioned about we torment Zayfei Shem or Zayfei Kevesh. So those Zayfei Kevesh or Zayfei Shem, we have said previously, when you take off Truman, you're supposed to take off the Truman from the best. As the Pasuk said, when you take off Truma, you should take off Truma from the chela, from the high quality produce. And therefore, somebody who has two different types of olive, he has Zayfei Shem and a soft type of olive that is used to press them and extract oil from them, and he also has Zayfei Kevesh, a harder type of olive of inferior quality that you cannot extract oil from it. You should take off Truma from the Zayfei Shem to cover for the Zayfei Kevesh, but not for the Zayfei Kevesh to cover for the Zayfei Shem, as since the Zayfei Shem is a superior quality olive, then the Zayfei Kevesh, the Truma, should be taken from the Zayfei Shemen. But the Mephorshim speak out that we're talking about, we don't actually plan on pressing the Zayfei Shemen for its oil. You plan on eating the Zayfei Shemen as they are. Because if you plan on pressing the Zayfei Shemen for its oil, you would not be allowed to take off the Truma from the Zayfei Shemen to cover for the Zayfei Kevesh. As the Zayfei Shemen is not completed, you plan on pressing it for its oil. While the Zayfei Kevesh is completed, because the Zayfei Kevesh is not pressed for its oil, you eat them as they are. So therefore, we're talking about a case where the Zayfei Shemen is not going to be used for pressing it for its oil. Instead, you plan on eating it. So in such a case, you could take off Truma from the Zayfei Shemen to cover. For the Zayfei Kevesh, since they're both completed produce, you can take off Truma from one to posture the other. The Yayin She'ena Mevushel, Al Mevushel. Velomina Mevushel, Al She'ena Mevushel. Somebody who has two types of wine. One was not cooked and one is cooked. And wine that is not cooked is considered a superior quality wine than wine that is cooked. So therefore, you should take out Truma from the non-cooked wine to cover for the cooked wine, but not vice versa. You should not take out Truma from the cooked wine to cover for the non-cooked wine, since the cooked wine is inferior to the non-cooked wine. That clock. The following is the general rule with regard to taking out Truma. Koshu klein b'chaveru lo yitro mizalza. Afilu minayafa ara. Anytime you have two different types of produce, that these two types of produce would be klein if they were planted together. So that's a proof that it's two separate produce with regards to Truma. Since if you planted them together, it would be klein, so with regards to Truma, it's also considered two different types of produce, and you cannot take out Truma from one type of produce to cover for the other type of produce, even if you want to take out Truma from the higher quality produce to cover for the other type of produce, which is lower quality, you cannot do so. And since they're two separate types of produce, you have to take out Truma from each one separately, even though that means that you might have to take out Truma from an inferior quality produce. But if you have two types of produce, that with regard to klein, it's looked at as one type of produce. It would not be klein if you planted them together. In that case, it would be regarded as the same type of produce also, as far as Truma is concerned, and therefore you can take out Truma from one produce to cover the other, but you would have to take out Truma from the best type of produce to cover for the inferior quality produce, but you cannot take out Truma from the inferior quality produce to cover for the higher quality produce. But if the Yevedi did take out Truma from the lower quality produce to cover for the higher quality produce, it would be a good Truma. And even though L'chatzkila, the Torah teaches us, you should take out Truma from the higher quality produce. Bidi Evid, if he did not do so, it would be a valid Truma. Chutz min azunin achidim. She'ein anoch, there's one exception. The exception would be somebody who takes out Truma from Zunin to cover for wheat. It would not be a good Truma even Bidi Evid, as even though Zunin is a type of wheat, Zunin is such inferior produce, it's not even regarded as food for people. And therefore, even Bidi Evid, if you take off Truma from Zunin to cover for Chitim, it would not be a valid Truma, since Zunin is such inferior quality, it's barely edible. Two different types of vegetables, one is a pumpkin and one is a cucumber, is regarded as the same type of produce as far as Truma is concerned. You can take off Truma from one, the pod to the other. Rabbi Huda Omer Shnei Minim. Rabbi Huda said there are two distinct meanings. You have to take off Truma from each one separately. Sacha Truma is Paragimel Mishnah Aleph Atarim Kisha Benimtis Mara. Abatiyah Benimtis Aruch. Somebody who has pumpkins or melons that he has to take out Truma from. And they separated one pumpkin for his Truma and one melon for his Truma. And he didn't realize it, but it turned out that the pumpkin that he separated for his Truma was a bitter pumpkin, where the melon he separated for his Truma was a rotten melon. And the lucky is you're supposed to take out Truma from the superior produce, and he inadvertently took out Truma from the inferior produce, Truma v'yachta v'yitra. even though the truma that he did take off from the inferior produce is a valid truma, as we said in the previous parak, that if you do take off truma from the inferior produce, it is a valid truma, but the Rabbanan would penalize him in this case and say that he has to take off truma again. The reason why the Rabbanan penalized him is because this is considered a shogeg karov l'mezid, even though he didn't do it deliberately, but it's close to being a deliberate act, and he should have tasted the pumpkin or the melon before taking off truma from it. Now, even though you can't taste it before you take off the truma and maizrus, but he should have took off one pumpkin or one melon and taken off the truma and maizrus from just that one melon or one pumpkin, and then he should have tasted it. And only after that should he take off the truma. Somebody was taking off truma from wine, and he separated one jar of wine to be a truma. And it turned out that the jar of wine that he separated to be his truma was actually vinegar. In yadua shahaita shachaim, achelo torma, ain't a truma. If he knows for a fact that the jar of wine that he separated for his truma had already turned to vinegar before he separated it to be his truma, it would not be a good truma, even bidi evid. As vinegar and wine is considered two distinct species, and you can't think of truma from vinegar to cover for wine, so therefore, since it had already turned to vinegar before he took it off to be a truma for wine, it's not a truma even b'di'evit. You can't take off truma from vinegar to cover for wine. It's two distinct species. In misa torma echmita harezu truma. But if it only turned to vinegar after he separated to be a truma for wine, in such a case, it is a valid truma. Because at the time he took it off to be a truma for wine, it was wine. Only later on, it turned to vinegar. So therefore, it is a valid truma. If he has a suffix, he doesn't know whether it turns to vinegar prior to him taking it off to be his truma or afterwards. In such a case, it would be a valid truma. He would have to give it to the Kohen, but he has to take off truma again. And since he doesn't know whether it had turned to vinegar prior to him taking it off as his truma, he has to take off truma a second time and give both truma to the Kohen. But the Mefarshim explained that the Kohen would have to pay him the value of the first truma. And since the Kohen is Hamaiti Mechabera, he's the one who has to bring the proof that it had turned to vinegar prior to him taking it off as the truma. As we have a Kohen Hamaiti Mechabera, Olavarai, somebody who wants to take something from his friend has to bring a proof. Now the Kohen wants to take those trumas from this person. And it's a suffix whether or not he was trying to take off the second truma. So the Kohen has no right to take both trumas without paying for at least one of them. Now, he has to give both of them to the Kohen because since Misafik, either the first or the second is Truma, somebody who's not a Kohen cannot eat either of them. So he has to give both to the Kohen, but the Kohen would have to pay him for the first Truma. Now, we say the Kohen has to pay him for the first Truma as opposed to paying him for the second Truma. And the first Truma is a little bit larger than the second Truma. And the second Truma is only covering what's left of the produce after he had already taken off Truma once. So the second Truma is slightly smaller. And since the Kohen is a mighty mechaber, he's the one who has to bring a proof which one is truma, and he has no way of knowing that the first one is truma and not the second, so therefore the Kohen has to pay him for the larger truma, and the second truma he would give to the Kohen without compensation. This person who took off truma twice because he did not know if the jar of wine that he took off his truma had turned into vinegar prior to him taking it off his truma or afterwards. Both of these trumas that he took off is only a suffix truma. So therefore, the din of dimua would not apply to these trumas. And the din is that truma that gets mixed in with non-truma. If the truma is more than 1/100th of the entire mixture would be called dimua. And would have a din of truma, only a Kohen would be allowed to eat it. And that is the din that truma is only fatal if there's 100 times non-truma connected to truma. But these two truma that he took off, since they're only a suffix truma, the din of dimua would not apply to them. And if it would get mixed up with non-truma, it would not be dimua. It would not have a din of truma. And so too, the din of chaimesh would not apply to either one of these two truma, since they're only truma misuffix. And the din is that a non-kohen, that each truma is shogeg inadvertently, he has to pay the principal of the value of the truma to the kohen, plus a chaimesh, plus an additional fifth of the value of the truma to the Kohen. And these two trumas, since they're only suffix truma, the din of chaimesh would not apply, and a non-Kohen that would eat one of these trumas would not have to pay the chaimesh to the Kohen.